fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret.
It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open on this Veterans Day, 884-9910. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I remember talking to my husband one day, and his father actually said to him, "You'll never know what it's like to really be a man because you never served." I thought that was a little cold to tell a young man, but when you look at the horrors that the men and women in service have seen, the lands that they've endured, sleeping in sand, not being able to breathe at times, it instills something different on you. Something that most of us will never see in our lifetimes because of them. So to all of the men and women who have served, past and present, I say thank you. I give you a heartfelt thank you that I never had to serve, which I would willingly. My nephews never had to serve. Because of you, making not only this country greater, but the world a better place. Now, after my thank you, I want to say I'm sorry. It's the Monica Jay Show here on 99.1 FM Talk, and that is a heartfelt sorry. I know you don't feel sorry for yourself, but I am sorry for what this country has not done for you, especially those with serious injuries and those who have gotten older and tried to find help through the VA, those who have suffered through a life with Agent Orange poisoning, those who suffer through with PTSD, those who try to make a life and work with missing limbs. How the government has let you down, that government you serve, because you know the people will do absolutely everything possible for you. Two of the best organizations out there, Honor Flight Nevada, well, Honor Flight, and the Veterans Guest House. Why? Because they know not to deal with the government. They don't accept government funds, so they can do more. When you accept government funds, they come with so many restrictions. And with those restrictions, you can't get anything done. You can't get people the help that they need. Imagine that. I am sorry a heartfelt sorry that there is a political party out there who would rather give health benefits, housing benefits, work benefits, drug and alcohol treatment benefits to those who are in this country illegally rather than to you. We all know who we're talking about. And that hits pretty close to home now that Clark County has become a sanctuary city at the behest of our governor pushing it. And in the next legislative session, we could see the entire state go that way. By the way, there is a recall Sisolak rally this coming weekend. If you would like to participate, just one of the many, many reasons he needs to be out of office. Sorry about that, Dan. Didn't mean to hit my microphone. This Saturday's rally is probably one of the most important that we have because it's Las Vegas once again. There's been articles written up about it. There's been videos done about it. And even the paper down there is saying that they're looking at probably about 1,000 people to show up. There's billboards up promoting not only the event, but to promote recalling Sisolak. I love it. I hope they're in a location that he has to drive by every day. Our military is the greatest military in the world. And we share them. So-called socialist countries like Sweden and Scandinavia and all those places over there, they can do what they do because they have no military. Well, they have a military, but it's nothing compared to ours. They're more like peacekeepers. And they can do that because, well, we provide their protection. We provide a lot of countries protection. And we send them a lot of money to help provide for protection. And yet our men and women, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, best friends, come back to this country and they do not get the support that they so rightly deserve because of the fact that we are supporting people who are in this country illegally. And we just can't continue to do that. But the only way that we can change it, well, is by changing that political party because they're getting worse and worse and worse. We see it right here in our state. We see it right here in our county. Welcoming city, my behind. It's a watered-down version and another way to say we're a sanctuary city. Call it whatever you want. It's still the same thing. So once again, Democrats putting everything that they have into people in this country illegally over our veterans. Today, we are supposed to be honoring and celebrating our veterans. as we go forward with Veterans Day. We look back at the loss on Memorial Day. 2 days out of the year? Is that really enough to look at a family that has lost a son or a daughter? To look at a child that has lost a father or a mother and say, we're going to honor your sacrifice today and on Memorial Day. I think they deserve a little bit more. And they also deserve a little bit more from our elected representatives who say they're so patriotic, with that arm and those fingers crossed behind their back. We're going to do everything to correct the VA. We are so patriotic. We're Americans. We're here with you. That do nothing unless you're in this country illegally. Then you got it all. Healthcare, education, whatever you want, it is yours. I was going to take a break, but when the boss calls, you pick up the phone. So let's go to 884-9910 and check in with Jerry Evans this morning. Hi, Jerry. What did I do?
Hey, you did absolutely nothing, but I want to pick up the mood a little bit with a good announcement of the winners of the HVAC system. But I actually, just to echo off what you're saying, too, I've said this before publicly, is who in the world votes for somebody to go to the legislature or the Senate or Congress, for that matter, to do what they can do to help people who break the law and enter our country illegally? And the perfect example is, like you said, as opposed to maybe doing something for American citizens, especially the veterans. Agree?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I absolutely 100% agree. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I think it's just a blatant lie to get elected.
Yeah, I don't know what country or people they think they represent, but it certainly isn't you or I or the veterans. So, and a lot of people talk about supporting the military and the veterans and whatnot. I love it when people do exactly what they say they do. And so I wanted to let everybody know who won. It wasn't really a contest, but who was the most deserving and was awarded, is probably the better way to put it, the free home comfort system from Rheem and All Hours Air. And I'm so happy because it's a couple from Gardnerville. They also have an active duty son in the military right now, but they're from the Ranchos in Gardnerville. Last name not yet, but it's Tom and Sonia. And so, it's such a great story. We'll share that with you, and I'll get you some more details on that, and especially a thank you to All Hours Air and a local vendor and business who are providing the Rheem system but wanted to remain anonymous. But Jason and his crew are going to install it free of charge, and a great deserving couple with some hardships and Vietnam veteran. And again, an active duty son, so a military family. So really happy that it was somebody. But boy, it was really, really tough because there were so many good nominees. And it was picked primarily on deserving and service. And this couple from Gardnerville, they fit both those categories.
All right. Well, maybe you can work your magic and next year we do two.
That would be
some magic. One on Memorial Day and one on Veterans Day.
We will try.
All right. Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcast Company, thank you so much, sir. An honor to work for you, especially with the way you feel. Sometimes the same the way I do. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk. If you would like to give us a call, 884-9910. We'll continue on with our Veterans Day and, well, things that are just happening here in Northern Nevada. Right after this, a little something from Toby Keith to make you think.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
KFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Congratulations to our couple out in Gardnerville who won that Ream system from, I'm getting all choked up. My vet, one of my guys, Pat, just came in and gave me a hug and a kiss. And he said if anybody was going to give me a hug on Veterans Day, it was going to be him. And he is off now to the Veterans Day parade, so... Thank you so much, Pat. I just adore you. I love doing what I do because of the people that I meet and the people that I get to talk to. And to hear stories about what they've gone through, especially as veterans on this Veterans Day, boy, it makes you feel so small. It makes you feel so petty what we deal with. You know, finding a babysitter for the kids or... You know, even financial troubles, making ends meet. I mean, when you talk to somebody who, you know, about the whole controversy of Kevin Kaepernick, or Kevin, where did I get Kevin from? Colin Kaepernick, who won't stand for the national anthem. And you have men and women out there that can't stand at all. And yet they will throw their back and they will put their hand over their heart and take their hat off and be as proud as can be. Or people in wheelchairs with crutches who will take every ounce of pain that comes to them and stand up. And how we treat our veterans in this time. And how we even look back and how we celebrate them. University in Virginia this year decided to cancel its Veterans Day 21-gun salute to veterans. Why? Because of gun violence concerns. Yeah, because of gun violence concerns. One veteran said, "I am very disillusioned, very upset, and very surprised that they would make such a decision." So, to the University of Virginia, who, this is not the first time that they've been in the news pulling stuff. Yeah. Remember where you're sending your kids. Remember the indoctrination that they're getting in preschool. Yeah. Try to prove me wrong on that one. Elementary school, junior high school, We've known that the university has been that way. Universities have been that way for decades, but now it is all the way through the educational system. If I had this to do all over again, I would tell my mom and dad, I want to go to Hillsdale College. One of the only ones out there that still believes in this country, still believes in the Constitution, and still believes in American values. Everything right down the line has just already been pulled in to socialism, communism, and they've been doing this for decades. And we're just at the ending point now. We're the ones that have to fight to reverse it, because in the 80s and the 90s, people just kept letting it go, letting it go. As we celebrate our veterans who have fought in other countries' wars, let's repay the favor now and everybody fight for our country. It's live and local FM talk on KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith, Yerington and Smith Valley. Trying to sound like a local, Jerry. And KKFT 99.1 FM talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Time now for Fox News.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
That's right. You got to dream big if you're going to succeed. You don't just get things handed to you on a plate. Well, some people do. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. So glad you're with me today on this Veterans Day as we celebrate the men and women who make a difference not only in this country, but countries all over the world. Bring them freedom and democracy. I wish every person who protested for socialism or how terrible this country is, you know, from Colin Kaepernick down to AOC, I guess she should be first, would go to one of these other countries. Go live in Russia for the summer. Go live in Venezuela for the summer. Or better yet, try the winter when you're freezing to death. And then come back and tell us how horrible this country is. 884-9910, that's the number to call if you'd like to be on the air this Veterans Day. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ryan. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
I love you, Monica, but you got it wrong about Mr. Kaepernick. I don't agree with his views, but he did it the correct, rightful way to protest, because you're only telling half the story. The story is that the second or third preseason game when he started this, he went to a Navy guy. And he asked me, listen, here are my views about the cops. I want to be respectful to you guys in the military. How do I do this respectfully? And it was the military guy that told him that, if you take off your helmet, put your hand over your heart, and you put on, you know, a towel, and you stand on your knee kneeling, that is the correct, respectful way. And a military guy told me that in San Diego. This is where this all started, because you're only telling half the story.
Okay, Ryan, well, you're only telling part of the story as well, because whoever that military person was, you know, could also have the same views about this country and not necessarily care about standing for the national anthem. One thing that Colin Kaepernick does not do when he kneels down is puts his hand over his heart. He just keeps his hands down on his knee. So it's also the hand gesture, which I've got a hand gesture for him, but since that one military man that you say told him that, hundreds of thousands and millions have come out and said, no, that's not respectful. If you have a problem with the police, you choose a different way, not the respect of this country and the nation's anthem and its flag, because that has brought much more diversiveness and animosity and problems to this country than there ever were before. He brought more hate than there ever was. So, Ryan, I love you that you disagree with me and you bring these conversations. But again, I got to disagree with you on that one. So, love you. Happy Veterans Day, Ryan. Thanks for the call. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. You know, we don't have to have the same views. That's why we celebrate this country. And that's why I am so outraged when people talk about how horrible this country is. You know, for every one bad cop that is out there, and they are out there, I'll give you that, but there are thousands upon thousands of good cops who want to protect everybody, who want to protect people of all races, all colors, all religions, all socioeconomic diversities. There has not been one call, to my knowledge, you can correct me, that when dispatch sent out to any law enforcement officer in this country, that they came back on the radio and said, what color are they? What religion are they? First responders, whether it be law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, they take the call that comes. They take the call and they go. I don't want to get back on a whole discussion with Colin Kaepernick because he's not worthy of it. Best thing I ever saw coming off a plane was when I walked through the Reno airport and I saw that Colin Kaepernick's stuff was removed from the UNR display. I'm not going to, you know, debate it with UNR why they did it or whatnot. I'm just going to silently let it go that really made me happy. We can have our discussions. We can have our arguments. We can have our beliefs. But when you start just saying how horrible this country is, then basically it's just from me to you, a big, you know, take off, hoser. Take off, yo, said. Because there are people in other countries who our military are trying to protect right now that don't have that option. You're gay, you're killed, you're thrown from a rooftop, you're found kissing in public, you're beaten and stoned and whipped. You steal bread for your food, for your family? Your hands are cut off. You speak against the ruler of the country that you are in, and you are either killed, imprisoned, and tortured for the rest of your life, or your tongue is just cut out. Now, you tell me how horrible this country is after you go spend some time in those countries and try to get away with what you get away with here. When women can't even show their face in public, when all these feminists run around here decrying that their rights are being taken away because the rights of babies being born and then killed are their right. You know, in other countries, abortion is just flat out illegal and you're imprisoned. And then you get to have your baby in prison and taken away. So when you go and you curse your ideas in other countries or curse your beliefs, then let's see what happens to you. And let's see how fast you turn around and you start screaming for the men and women in our military in this country to come and rescue you. That'll be the day, won't it? KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I have asked for a few updates today, so let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Mike Holcomb this morning, talk about the open forum that they had for Carson Valley Meats on Saturday. It's another great thing about this country. You share your facts, you share your thoughts, and you talk about things. You don't just throw stones. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today on this Veterans Day?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, and just wanted to take a second and say, you know, thank you to all of our veterans around this country and around this world. Thank you for everything that you have done and you still do to make this country safer every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for expressing that, and especially to our generation that we keep losing, you know, faster and faster. There's only but a handful of World War II vets out there anymore. I know my great uncle was one, and I was just amazed to sit down and speak with him about what he went through and the not only the tragedies but the adventures that he had as well. But you know, we're losing that voice, and
yep.
I just wish it would be around a lot longer for the younger generation out there. So,
sure.
How did the open forum go?
It went really well. We had an open forum from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I believe we had just a little over 200 folks come in and come around, ask their questions, and address their concerns, and it was fantastic. You know, I mean, so many people have commented on how informative it was. We had our engineer there to address the water issues, and he is such a amazing guy to listen to him talk, because he's just so knowledgeable. And so I think he put some people's minds at ease. You're definitely not going to change the mind of everybody, and that's okay, because that's what we were looking for, was just to get the facts out there. We have nothing to hide, and it was a great day.
Well, Mike,
you know,
from the forum, what's the number one issue that people are concerned about?
I still would say it'd have to be the floodplain, water issues with the floodplain, because
okay.
The property is in a floodplain. You know, there's
yeah,
there's
and I saw the picture from the 90s when it flooded.
Correct, correct. You know, they actually had a more current picture from FEMA, what the new floodplain is going to look like in that area, I guess. And things changed a little bit. Some of the property actually that was not in the floodplain is now in a floodplain, but then areas that were in the floodplain are not now in the floodplain. So it kind of shifted a little bit. And so I know that that's a big issue. Another issue is value of property, you know, having this harvest plant in the area. So we did a lot to address that too, to show how property values around other meat processing harvest facilities in our region over the past 5 years, prices have been a steady climb up. So I think those are probably the two main things. There's definitely concern about the intersection that it's at, and noise and smell. And so I think we did just a fantastic job getting our word out. I know I had one lady come up to me that actually said that she has been a vegan for 40 years, and she fully supported this project. And the reason being is because of our program that we're putting out there, you know, putting the Temple Grandin work with it to make it just the most humane operation that it can be. And she was in full support. You know, she said, I'm not a meat eater, but folks have to eat meat that want to eat meat. And she goes, I fully support your project. And I thought that was really cool coming from somebody that it really doesn't affect, if you want to say, on the meat eating side of it. So I thought it was a great day.
Yeah. And just, you know, I'm going to get in trouble now here, and I'm going to get all the calls and all the hate mail, because I'm actually going to help you out here with the smell. Because if you want to smell something stinky, go down to a dairy farm or sure. to the sewage treatment plant. Those yep. are a lot stinkier than a few of the harvesting cows, or a few of, you know, just the cows out on the property. You guys have the smell contained. Those other places don't, so.
Yes, yes.
There's a win for you, Mike.
Yeah, you're going to get some phone calls, I'm sure. You know, I mean, we've tried so hard to
Sorry,
address that.
Sorry, dairy guys. I love Nevada milk, but.
You know, and I mean, I look at it from this other standpoint that, you know, a dairy is a dairy, and I accept it for what it is. And, yes, they have a pungent smell to them. But I accept that. Yes, I don't live next to one, but I know when I drive by one, I feel that it's just a part of our industries that we have out there. People want to drink milk, and so it's just the way it goes. And so I'm okay
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
You know? Yep.
Exactly. So Mike, I'm glad
day.
You guys had a good form. So the vote is coming up on Thursday with the Douglas County Commissioners.
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. I'm sorry. Wednesday. Yep. Don't want to get people confused there. So Wednesday.
Right.
So between now and Wednesday, if you still have any questions, if you're still on the fence, please just call Mike or Karen. And where can they go on for more details, Mike?
They can go to our website, CarsonValleyMeats.com. We're currently adding more information to that almost on a daily basis right now, just trying to put new information that we've accumulated to get everything out there for folks to see. You know, they can call Karen. Her phone number is actually on the website.
The website.
You can call her directly. I know I passed out a ton of cards at this event on Saturday. And if it's okay with you, I can actually give them my phone number over the air if you want me to do that.
Sure, go ahead.
No problem, people. 775-453-5374. And they can call me up anytime they want, ask some questions. You know, I've been working all weekend on different issues with folks, trying to get the facts to them, and people have been very appreciative for my information I've been giving out. So, yeah, it's down to just a couple days, and we're just going to keep pushing forward and get the facts out there. And, again, if anybody has any questions, feel free to call me.
All right. Mike Holcomb, Carson Valley Meats, thank you so much, and good luck on Wednesday, or – I have no vote in it, so I there it is. I just, you know, I try to be nice to people. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back after this. More Veterans Day, more love for our vets.
Northern Nevada's FM Talk Station. Happy Veterans Day. KKFT.
KFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM, Yerington, Smith Valley. Ah, little James Brown for you. We got the USA going on here. So, love this email. What other nation in history has kicked invaders out of other countries and given those countries back to the rightful owners? Case in point. The Republic of the Philippines, Japan, and Europe. Those like Guam and others choose to stay attached to the U.S. It's because we're fighting a battle that has to be fought. We're Big Brother, whether we like it or not. because the big guy's always trying to take over. And that's just not right. See, there's a problem, though, with being Big Brother. Other countries have a tendency to rely on you. And then others have a tendency to manipulate you and take advantage of your generosity. Yeah. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, Syria. Oh, we need you. We need you. But then you use weapons against people. Chemical weapons, bombs, it doesn't matter. Now, we know we don't want to be part of a global one world initiative. But where do you draw the line of helping others yet staying separate? We already have a global economy. The UN sticks its nose in its business and everybody else's business. So where does it end? And how do we protect our people? How do we protect Americans? Let's talk about the UN when we come back on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.